Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome in the Opera Box at KGNU, the best seat in the house. I'm Ron Nadell, your host this evening. Tonight, my playlist highlights the voice and career of one of the top sopranos of the last century, Victoria de Los Angeles, known for her agile voice and perfect diction, as you can hear in her Habanera from Bizet's Carmen. And you'll hear her in the music ranging from Handel to Wagner, Verdi, Puccini, and more when you join me now in the Opera Box.
Regarde-toi.
sultry cigarette factory girl Carmen extols the sensuous, fickle nature of love in her Act One aria from Bizet's Carmen. It's an example of the range of the great Victoria de Los Angeles, with Thomas Beecham conducting the French National Radio Orchestra and chorus. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel here at KGNU. And I've got a playlist highlighting Victoria de Los Angeles, known to her fans as the modest prima donna. De Los Angeles was born in Barcelona and lived from 1923 to 2005. At the height of her fame, she was rated one of the top three sopranos, along with Joan Sutherland and Maria Callas. Her voice was recognized when she was just a young teen, and she attended the Barcelona Conservatory, where she graduated after 3 years at the age of 18. While still a student, she made her stage debut in 1941 as Mimi in Puccini's La Bohème at the Liceu Opera Theater in Barcelona. This would become a signature role for her in the years to come. Listen to her 1956 recording as Mimi in La Bohème, under the baton of Thomas Beecham, still considered the classic definitive interpretation in Mimi's Act One aria, Mi chiamano Mimi, I'm called Mimi, when she and Rodolfo meet. Thank you. Mi chiamano Mimi. I'm called Mimi. Victoria de Los Angeles as the frail seamstress from the 1956 classic recording with Thomas Beecham conducting the RCA Victor Orchestra. And if you listen closely, you could hear UC Buehrling as Rudolfo. They would make many appearances and records together, as we'll hear a little later. Right now, it's 12 minutes after the hour. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. And I've got a playlist highlighting the voice of Victoria de Los Angeles. In 1945, she made her professional debut, again at Lisieux, as the Countess Rosina in Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. And thus, after the war, her career skyrocketed. In 1947, she won the Geneva International Music Competition, which led to her performing in Manuel de Falla's La Vita Breve in London in 1948. That same year, she married Enrique Magrina. She became one of the most important singers internationally for the next 20 years. In 1951 alone, she appeared in Paris, Salzburg, London, and New York, where she debuted as Margarita in Gounod's Faust, another of her famous roles. And here she is as Margarita in her classic recording. It's a great example of her delightful personality that comes right through her voice with clear diction and her talent for languages. In Act Three, the innocent Margarita was approached by Faust, who offered his arm as they walked along. But she's shy and modest, and she walks off. But alone, she wonders about him, singing a song to herself about the faithful king of Thule. She then finds a bouquet of flowers left by her young suitor, the young Cybele. And when she sees the box of jewels, which had been left by Faust as a gift, she tries them on, admiring herself in a mirror.
Savoir quel était ce jeune homme, si c'est un grand seigneur, et comment il se nomme. Essayez le bracelet et le collier.
The young and innocent girl, Margarita, admiring herself in the mirror as she tries on jewels from a box left for her as a gift by Faust. That's from Act 3 of Gounod's Faust. And we heard the great Victoria de Los Angeles with André Clitin conducting the Paris National Opera Orchestra. 25 minutes after the hour, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel, and I've got a playlist highlighting the great Victoria de Los Angeles.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller & Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
Well, by the early 50s, de Los Angeles was in demand everywhere. She became a regular at La Scala, the Met, Buenos Aires, Cologne, London, Salzburg. And then in 1960, she was invited to sing at the Vienna State Opera in Wagner, of all things. Wagner's muscular music is nothing like the more mellifluous Italian and French opera. Nonetheless, she became very popular as a Wagnerian, especially in Die Meistersinger, Lohengrin, and Tannhäuser. Listen to her here as Elizabeth in Tannhäuser in her Act II aria Die Teure Hall, where Elizabeth visits the hall in Wartenberg, remembering the last time she was there with Tannhäuser, who's been away.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, greeting the hall in Wartenberg, looking forward to seeing Tannhäuser again, with the great Victoria de Los Angeles and Anatole Fistulari conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra. In addition to her romantic roles, de Los Angeles had dramatic power as well. She gave you a hint of it just there. But she had the power necessary for the strong verismo heroines of Verdi and Puccini. Take, for example, Elvira from Verdi's Ernani. In Elvira's great aria, Ernani invola me. Ernani rescue me. The aria calls for power, agility, and a wide range.
Thank you.
Elvira's aria from Verdi's Ernani with Victoria de Los Angeles, and Giuseppe Morelli conducted the Rome Opera Orchestra. That's a role perhaps more closely associated with big voice sopranos such as Leontine Price. But de Los Angeles could go the other direction as well, singing the lighter bel canto and florid baroque roles, such as Cleopatra from Handel's Giulio Cesare, a role often associated with sopranos such as Beverly Sills. But listen to De Los Angeles here in Cleopatra's Act II aria, Vadoro Pupile. Cleopatra is competing with her brother for the throne of Egypt. She decides she'll need Caesar's help to be successful and determines to seduce him. In Act II, in disguise, so Caesar will not recognize her, she sings a lovely song, Vadoro Pupile, I adore you. Your eyes please my heart.
Thank you.
Cleopatra, in disguise, seducing Julius Caesar, hoping to join forces with him. From Handel's Giulio Cesare, we heard Victoria de Los Angeles as Cleopatra, Richard Lewis briefly there as Julius Caesar. Arnold Goldsboro conducted the Goldsboro Orchestra. Well, as you can imagine, De Los Angeles' popularity was such that she was paired with only the biggest name tenors of her day. Nikolai Gedda, Richard Lewis, Carlo Bergonzi, Franco Corelli, Giuseppe Di Stefano. But her favorite was Jussi Björling. They appeared together often and made several recordings, like the classic La Bohème. De Los Angeles said that normally, when she was not on stage, she would go to her dressing room and stay there. But when she worked with Björling, she would stand in the wings just to hear him sing. Now here they are together in the Act One love scene from Madame Butterfly, when young Cho-Cho-San meets her new American husband for the first time.
Thank you. ciglio, mi piace la treccia tua bru. Thank you.
fugga più. Io togermita ti serro palpitante, sei mia.
Sì, per la vita.
Vieni, vieni via dall'anima in pena, l'angoscia paurosa.
Cho-Cho-San meets her American husband, Pinkerton, for the first time on their wedding day. And as night falls, they fall in love. The conclusion of Act One of Puccini's Madama Butterfly, and we heard the two superstars, Victoria de Los Angeles as Cho-Cho-San, UC Buerling as Pinkerton, Gabrielle Santini conducted the Rome Opera Orchestra. Well, did you get goosebumps from that duet? Classic recording. Well, that's all the time that we have this evening to explore the voice and career of Victoria de Los Angeles. I hope you enjoyed my program this evening. This is your host, Ron Nadel. I want to thank you all for joining me this evening. Stay tuned for A Classic Monday with Gary McBride.
Did you hear the news? KGNU has a new mobile app. Now you can access KGNU on your mobile device or tablet from anywhere. Download the KGNU Community Radio app for free on iOS and Android and start streaming today.
Help your favorite station with a vehicle donation. KGNU accepts all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Give online at kgnu.org or just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, A Classic Monday.
Please invest in your community by donating your car to KGNU. We accept all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Give online at kgnu.org or just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Receive the latest news headlines, watch your favorite programs, and listen live everywhere you go using the new KGNU Community Radio app. It's available to download free for both iOS and Android. More information is available at kgnu.org.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. My name's Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Tonight, music by mostly forgotten composers. Frank Martin, Georgi Catois, Percy Sherwood, his second piano concerto, and a rare string quartet movement from the very famous Giacomo Puccini. And to begin, Czech composer Antoine Rajka. He spent most of his life in Paris. A lifelong friend of Beethoven, his pupils included Franz Liszt, Hector Berlioz, and César Franck. He was also an accomplished theorist and wrote several treatises on various aspects of composition. Some of his theoretical work dealt with experimental methods of composition, including polyrhythm, polytonality, and microtonal music, all of which was about 150 years ahead of its time, and none of which was accepted or employed by any other 19th century composers. Due to Rajka's unwillingness to have his music published, he fell into obscurity soon after his death, and his life and work have yet to be intensively studied. Here's a delightful work from 1806 entitled The Scientific Quartet. It's in 12 movements, most of them fugues.